The topic of the last several dafin has been the idea of stam yena, right? Yayin shel oivd kechafen. So I think it's g'day to talk a little bit about this inyan from a historical perspective. And just to begin, the Ramah in Shailus Tshuvas Ramah, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, was asked the following question. Sha'alto mimeni, you asked me, Eis she ohavo nafshi. Im yodati tam, if I know the reason, al mas samchu, what people are saimechon, she nespashet ha-minig b'medinas merin, because the minig has become in the lands of Merin, Befrat, u b'chlal b'shar medinois, and b'chlal in other medinas as well, l'hokl b'shtias stam yenois hakutin, where people are mekel when it comes to drinking stam yenois of non-Jews, they ain't moicha b'am, and nobody's moicha. And you, the Shoyal, want me to tell you whether or not they have something to be Simchon. Is there anything that we can rely on? So Ramah receives a Shaila. And the Shaila was that I noticed that in the Medina of Merin Befrat and Shar Medinas Bechlal, somehow the minhag became that people are not makpid in drinking Stam Yenov. They'll literally walk into a tavern, they'll walk into a pub, they'll go to a non-kosher wine store and they'll take a nice bottle of wine off the shelf. They'll bring it home and they'll drink it. And they wrote to the Ramah, I don't know, I didn't hear any schmoozing about this. Nobody's being moicha. Like, what's going on over here? Is there anything that they have to be able to rely on or not? Now, at first glance, this conversation should be completely dead on arrival. And the reason is, you're not sure if stam yenam is a problem? I mean, that's been the topic, really, of the last 30 or so dafin, for the most part. And we know that the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah Chav Tes on the days that Yayin of an Oivik Echavim is Aser, V'Yisur Nisar Ana, and included in that is Stam Yenam. So L'Chayri, you would think that it's, without a question, a problem. Now, why would people not be Moicha? V'Yisachnish. But the bottom line is this Yidin in Merin, by the way, where's Merin? Merin is Moravia. So Moravia is the Czech Republic or that general area. So when you think of Heimische Kreisen in Merin, Prague would come to mind, Nicholasburg would come to mind. I mean, these were Kehillas Kedoshis, literally. And it sounds like they were being mezalzel in an incredible way when it came to Stam Yenam. Nobody was being moicha, and the question was brought to the desk of Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla. And that is, the Ramah Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. Is there anything that maybe we could be Saimichon? Maybe is there some sort of Eitzers or some sort of Kula or not? So the Ramah went, and the Ramah wrote an epic tshuva. And a tshuva that was really, really Marish Olamis. But I think in order to appreciate this tshuva, it's kedai for us to take a step back and really chazer a little bit about what some of the gemaras we went through over the last several weeks, and specifically two tosfos. One is a tosfos on daf chav tes on the beis, and the other one is a tosfos on daf nun zayin on the beis. Again, this is a huge, 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 huge topic. There's so much that's been written on it from the times of the Rishonim straight through the times of the Achrayim into modern, contemporary academic works. But we're just going to keep this very, very high level and go through some of the nekudas that are very pertinent to this shaila. And that is as follows. We've mentioned many times that when you talk about wine of an Oivik Echavim, the first thing we have to remember is that they weren't all created equally, right? There's three categories of Yayin Shel Oivik Echavim. There's the real bona fide, the Eiraisa de Yayin Nesach. That's wine that was literally poured as a libation to some sort of deity. That wine is Aser B'Shtia, it's Aser B'Ana, the Isura Iser de Eiraisa. We have Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam is wine that was just produced by an Oivik Echavim. That wine, Midday Rice, is not Aser, stating that the Chachamim, we'll see in a minute, said that that too is going to be Aser B'Shtiyah and is going to be Aser B'Ana. And then finally, you have even the Yayin Shel Yisrael, Shenoga by Oivik Echavim, that in and of itself, that a guy touched it, makes this wine Aser, and again, Aser B'Shtiyah and Aser B'Ana as well. Now, the Makar to all this is the Mishnah and of Chav Tes on the days. Mishnah said, Elu Dvarim Shel Oivdei Chachavim Asurin V'Yisurin Isra'ana. The following is a list of Dvarim Shel Oivdei Chachavim that are Aser, and they're not only Aser, but they're Aser Ba'ana as well. And the first thing mentioned in this list is Hayayin. Now, we made a big deal about this when we learned the second parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah, that there's three Mishnayos that talk about Dvarim Shalev Dekachavim. The first Mishnah discusses Dvarim Shalev Dekachavim that are Asurin, the Isurin Isra'na. The second Mishnah discusses Dvarim Shalev Dekachavim that are Isurin, Aber Ve'ein Isurin Isra'na. And the third Mishnah talks about Dvarim Shalev Dekachavim that are actually Mutar. But the first Mishnah, Elu Dvarim Shalev Dekachavim that are Isurin, the Isurin Isra'na, the first thing mentioned is Ayayin. Zok the Gemara. Yayin minalon, what's the makar that Yayin of Anoivik Kechavim is Aser, the Isurin Isra'na? Amar Rabba Baravu Amakra. So Rabba Baravu has said it's based on the following pasuk. A pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. It says, Asher Chelev Zivachemo Yoichelu, Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. Said Rabba Baravua, this pasuk equates chelav zivachemoy, the tekrovis of Avodah Zarah, the animals that were offered up as karbanos to Avodah Zarah, with yayin nesicham, with the wine that was poured to Avodah Zarah. So ma zevach asabana, just like the carbon itself is asabana, af yayin nami asabana, so to the wine is going to be asa as well. V'zevach gufaminal, how do you know that the zevach is asabana? Because it says vayitzmedu lebal pa'ar vayoychlu zivchei mesim ma mes asabana. So the Gemara says, how do I know that Yayin Shalev Kechavim is Asin V'Yisur and Isra'na? No, it's learned out from a pasuk. Asher Chelav Zivachema Yoychelu Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. We compare Yayin Nesicham to Chelav Zivachema. Chelav Zivachema is Asabana. Vayitzmedu Lebal Par Vayoychelu Zivchei Mesim, because a Mes Asabana. So the Zivchei Mesim is also Asabana. So to the Yayin Nesicham is going to be Asar as well. Tosfos on the top of the Avchav Tes Amid Beis asks two kashas. He asks more, but in your name, two kashas. First kasha, Tosfos asks is that I don't understand the Gemara. When the Mishnah said Elu Dvarim Shalev Dekachavim Asurim V'Isurin Isra'na, which wine is it referring to? So Tosfos says it's referring to Stam Yein. It's referring to Stam Yein. Stam Yeinam is Aser Midai Raisa based on a pasuk Asher Chelav Zevachema Yoichelu Yishtu Yeim Nesicha. That's not why Stam Yeinam is Aser. That's why Yayin Nesach would be Aser. That's a din day raisa. That's telling me it is a day raisa for yayin nesach. What does this pasuk have to do with stam yenam? As I freak Tosfos. The oy Tosfos says is another gemara. And this gemara is an avodah zarah. The flam of all these gemaras we're going to talk about we learned recently. And the gemara over there was discussing the yud ches dvarim, right? The infamous yud ches dvarim. That was so chomer, right, infamous, because it came about through a terrible machlokes between Mishnah and Mishil. People died. Yerushalmi says, "V'ha'ya oisa yom kasha ki yom shenasa boy ha'egel." So clearly infamous. But the bottom line is that the Gemara said that the Yud Ches Dvarim, after they were enacted, was such an important part of the fabric of Yiddishkeit that afilu Elio Hanavi ubezdinoi, if they would come and try to be mevatlet, they wouldn't have an ability to be mevatlet. But either way, in the Yud Ches Dvarim, says the Gemara, Piton Shamnam Yenam Ubnoiseim Kulam Shmoina Aser Davar. The fact that Pasakim is Aser, Shemen Akim is Aser, Yain of Agoy is Aser, and Bnoiseim Aser, it's all related to the Yud Ches Dvarim. Then the Gemara goes ahead and the Gemara clarifies. The Gemara said the Chazal were Goyzer on Piton Vishamnam of Anovi Kechavim as a Gzeira Otu the Yain of Anovi Kechavim. And the Chachamim were Goyzer, don't drink the wine of Anovi Kechavim as a Gzeira Mishum Bnoiseim. And by the way, they were guys in Mishum Davaracha, my Davaracha, Avodah Zarah. But either way, that's the Gemara. So, Freak Tosfos, that it's a Mefurish Gemara, where the Gemara gives a different reason why Stam Yeinam is Aser. Stam Yeinam is Aser not because of a Pasuk, Asher Chelav Zevachem Yoichelu Yishtu Yeim Nesicham, but rather it's based on Yud Ches Dvarim. And they were guys through Al Yeinam Mishum Naiseim, because if you're going to drink wine with an Oivik Echavim, you may marry their daughters, which is going to lead to Avodah Zarah. But the bottom line is, has Tosfos two kashas. Again, number one, Hayayin. Freak Tois. So the Gemara Yayin Minolon. Am Rabba Ravu Am Akroash. Achelu Zavachem Yachelu Yishneim Nesicham. Freak Tois. This kasha number one. That pasuk is Yayin Nesach. Stam Yeinam is not Yayin Nesach. What are you talking about? And number two, the Gemara Lamed Vav gave a different reason why Stam Yeinam is Aser. Stam Yeinam is Aser Mishum Bnei Seim. So Tosfos says, I poshut don't know how to give us a chenetza mineu bay in this Gemara Chav Tes on the days. Number two, how does it shim with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav? So Tosfos says like this. That's poshut, you have to say, that the reason that Chazal were goyzer on Stam Yeinam was Mishum B'nai Seim. Piton, Shamnon, Yeinam, they're all related to B'nai Seyem. And the Iker Isser of Snam Yenam is related to the fact if you're going to drink wine with a guy, you may end up marrying his daughter. That's why Chazal said that Snam Yenam is going to be us. Stating that, we see in the sugya there's a big difference between Snam Yenam and Pasakum and Sheminakum. Yayin of a guy is not only Aser, it's even Aser Vana. It's in the first Mishnah of the three Mishnayos in the second Berak of Avodah Zarah. As it relates to Pasakum, Sheminakum, those are Dvarim that are Asurin, Aber Ve'en Isurin Isirana. The Gemara was bothered that if you're going to tell me that Piton, Shamna, and Yenam are all related to the same thing, they're all related to B'nai Seyem, so how you talking that when it comes to Yenam, you find that it's Asabana, it makes it the first Mishnah, yet when it comes to Piton and Shamnam, then Mutabana, it's only in the second Mishnah. Now, Tosfos says the Gemara knew the answer. The answer must be, it's because when it came to Yayin, Chazal wanted to be Machmer, because they didn't want people to confuse it with Yayin Nesach, right? Pas, Shemen, there's nothing to confuse it with. But Yayin, now that we created a category called Stam Yenam, and we know there's something called Yayin Esech, and Yayin Esech is doch Ase Bana, if Stam Yenam is going to be Mutta Bana, this is a little dangerous, because this Yayin is Ase Bana, this Yayin is Mutta Bana, people are going to think it's all Mutta Bana, so we're going to run into problem. So the Gemara understood that the reason Yayin must be Aser, it's related to the fact that Yayin Esech is Ase Bana. But the Gemara's question is, the Yayin Nesach Gufa Minolan, how do you know that that's Asabana? Avada, when the Gemara says Yayin Minolan, the Gemara is not finding a Makar for Stam Yena. The Gemara is finding a Makar for Yayin Nesach. Why are you talking about Yayin Nesach if the Sugi is handling Stam Yenam? So, Toysmis, because Stam Yenam's Isser Hanah has to be related to Yayin Nesach. It has to be related to the fact that it has some Sheiches to Yayin Nesach. If that's the case, really, the underlying Makar to the Isser Hanah of Stam Yenam had a Sheiches to Yayin Nesach. Oh, if it has a Sheiches to Yayin Nesach, says the Gemara, the Yayin Nesach Kufim, you know, how do you know the Yayin Nesach Asab Hanah? The answer is, Ashachel Zavachim Yachelu, Yishnu Yayin Nesicham. But the bottom line is, the Isser the Iker Isser of Stam Yenam, that was Mishum B'nai Seyem, that's the Gemara B'Gzara Daflam Edvar. The fact that it gets upgraded from a regular Isser to an Isser Hanah, the fact that it transcends Pitan V'Shamnon, that's because Yayin has a category of Yayin Esach, and we didn't want to be Machmer by Yayin Esach, it should be also by Hanah, but by Stam Yenam it should be Mutter, which means the Isser Hanah of Stam Yenam is really rooted in the Isser Hanah of Yayin Esach, and that's the Gemara of Testament Days, where the Gemara says, Yayin Minolon, how do you know that Yayin Esach is also by Hanah, which ultimately will be the Makar, will be the source for how I know that Stam Yenam is going to be Aser Bahanah as well. Now the one Hoysafa that's worth mentioning, and that is that at the end of the day, if Chazal felt that Stam Yenam has to be similar to Yayin Esach, then why do I need the Yud Ches Dvarim to tell me that Stam Yenam is Asa B'Shtiyah and only Barg the Isser Hanah of Stam Yenam from Yayin Esach? Let Yayin Esach be the Makar for the Isser Shtiyah and the Isser Hanah. If it's the Makar for the Isser Hanah, why can't it also be the Makar for the Isser Shtiyah? So the Rishonim say that you have to say that Yayin Nesach really was a milsa de loy shchicha. Interesting. It was somewhat loy shchiach. And it's for that reason, for Chazal to go ahead and say that all Stam Yenam is going to be Aser, Otu Yayin Nesach, that they were never ready to do. But once they said that Stam Yenam is Aser Mishum B'nai Seyem, now already I have two Yenos Shal Ovdei Chachamim that are Aser. I have Stam Yenam that's Aser, and I have Yayin Esach that's Aser. And Yayin Esach is Zichar Aser Ba'anah. So this one's Aser Ba'anah, and this one's not Aser Ba'anah. That's when we need to be Machmer. But if there was no Svorah of B'nai Seyem, the Chazal would have never Asered Stam Yenam Mishum Yayin Esach. It's only once it's already Aser, we don't want one to have an Isra Anah also, and the other one not to have an Isra Anah. Very glad. But the bottom line is, this is what Tosfos says around Choftes on the days. And by the way, the Ran right here in the parallel sugya in the Dafei Arif in Choftes on the days and Avodah Zarah says the same thing. The Rashi in Teres Avayis in a few different places says the same thing. The Torah in Simin Kuf Chav Gimel Kuf Chav Dalet brings up Hashem the Rosh, says the same thing. This is the Aleph Beis Mahalach. How to understand Pashup Shad in the Takan of Stam Yenam. You have two Gemaras. You have the Gemara Chavtes on the Beis, which seems to suggest it's a Pasuk. You have the Gemara Lamed Vav, which seems to suggest it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim, is Kseir Mishum Naseim. The answer is the Iker Isser is Mishum Naseim. The fact that it's Aser Bahanah, that is related to a tzad Yayin Esach. Not that the Stam Yenam is Yayin Esach, but we don't want that Yayin Esach should be Aser Bahanah, but Stam Yenam should be Mutter Bahanah. This is the first place. Let's hold that thought. The second Tosfos is a much longer Tosfos. We're not going to go through the whole thing. And it's the last Tosfos on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Now, the Dibra Maschel of Tosfos is La Fuke Midirav Da Amar Tinoik Ben Yoimai. It's a very fun Dibra Maschel, especially in Archabura, because we spent a lot of time going through the Pshat Tova of Daf Nun Zayin. So just to refresh, Rav said on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, Tinoik Ben Yoimai Oysa Yayin Esach. Then a Tinoik Ben Yoimai is Oysa Yayin Esach. And the Gemara asked the Kasha from a Braisa. A Braisa that talked about someone that owns an Eved Kenani, but the Eved was Mavloi Tava. And the Braisa mentioned two types of examples of where the person owns an Eved that was Mavloi Tava. Either he bought the Eved and he gave him Milabloi Tefillah, or it was the Bnei Shifcha, where a person had a Shifcha that hadn't had Tefillah yet, she gave birth to an Eved, he did Milabloi Tefillah. Additionally, the Braisa said halachas related to Rukon Umidrasan, and the Braisa also said halachas related to the Maga of the Oyvet Kechavim as it relates to the wine. And either way, from that Braisa, the Gemara had a kasha on Rav. Now, if you remember, what was the whole kasha and the whole shakla, not chasm this, but what was the whole kasha and the whole shakla of Atariya and Rav related to? One word, v'chein. My v'chein. And in the cheshbon of the Gemara came out that there's three ways you could understand that word v'chein in the Braisa. If you hold Rukon Midras and Tameh, that would explain the V'chein. The V'chein is going on that part of the Braisa. If you hold Rukun Madras and Tahar, if you hold Rukun Madras and Tahar, we have to go through this. So then, either the V'chein could be going on the Ketanim part of the Braisa, we're not chazering it, in which case it would be Lafuke Midirav, meaning Rav said, Tinik B'yem O'Siyai Nesach would come out not like Rav, that was the original Eisavei on Rav, or it could be going on the Gedolim part of that part of the Braisa, in which case it would be Lafuke Midirshmul. Lafuke, where Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that if somebody buys an Eved from an Oyvik Echavim, even if he did Mila and Tefillah, but for the first 12 months after his Geiris, Achetishka Avoidus Kechavim, Mipiyam Dalach is, he's still going to be Oseyaynes. So Tosfos, in the first part of this Tosfos, makes a beautiful cheshbon. He says, if you hold that Rukon Umidrasan, as it relates to the Geirish Shemavale Tavel, is Tahar, so what's going to then emerge is that the Vechein is either going to be Lafuke Midirav, or Lafuke Midrashmul, which in English means that you're not going to be able to hold of Rav and Shmuel. You're not going to be able to Lafuke Rav and Shmuel. It's going to end up being one or the other. In other words, really, it's a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Meaning, Rav's halacha is a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, and Shmuel's halacha is a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. This is the cheshbon that Tosfos makes in the beginning of the Yom. This is what we need. What we need is, if you hold Rukun Midras and Tahar, when Rav said, Tinek ben Yoimi Oisei Nesech, Shmuel argues. It's really a Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Now, Tosfos proves that Rukun Midrasin is Tahar. So if Rukun Midrasin is Tahar, so whether or not a Tinek ben Yoimi that touches Yayin is Oisei Yayin Nesech, is a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, Tinek ben Yoimi is Oisei Yayin Nesech. According to Shmuel, Tinek ben Yoimi is Einei Oisei Yayin Nesech. If that's the case, says Tosfos, what's the halacha? What should the halacha be? If it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether Tinek ben Yoim is Oisei Yayin Nesach, Ein Oisei Yayin Nesach, should we passing like Rav that Tinek ben Yoim is Oisei Yayin Nesach? Which, by the way, the Gemara said, what does it mean Oisei Yayin Nesach? It's Yayin Nesach that it's Oseh B'Shtia, but it's Mutar B'Hanah. Or should the halacha be like Shmuel that it's Ein Oisei Yayin Nesach, where it won't even be Oseh B'Shtia? It's going to be Mutar B'Shtia Mamish. So we know whenever there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if it's a question of Mamanis, Dine Mamanis, the halacha is like Shmuel. If it's a question of Issa V'Had, do we passing like Rav? Stating that, Tosfos says, I found in the Bahag, and I found in the peers from Rabbeinu Chananel, here on Masech Tzavei Dezara. And there was a Talmud amongst us who had a Ksavyad, where he had written down that he was Mekabel from Rabbeinu Tam, that all said the halacha over here is going to be like Shmuel. That the halacha is that Tinek ben Yoimai is Einei Oisei Yayin Nesach, it's going to be Muta Afilu B'Shtia. So if a Tinek touches the wine of a Yid, it's going to be Mutar B'Shtia L'Chatchila Mamish. Says Tosfos, what's Pashup Shah? Whenever the Machlik is Rav, we'll be passing like Rav when it comes to Isuri. So why over here would the halacha be like Shmuel? So Tosfos makes a beautiful cheshbon. Tosfos says, because after Shmuel said his halacha, the Gemara said Vekama, right? Shmuel said, Halakech avodim ed oiv dekechavim, afal pishamol v'tavlu oisi ayin nesach, at shetishka avoidus kechavim mipiem. Vekama, omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi seems like he holds like Shmuel, because he's being mefarish the Shita of Shmuel. Now, Rabbi Shua ben Levi lived before Shmuel, but he's being mefarish the Shita. So it sounds like he holds of this Shita. Says Taisus, we know if there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, This is from the few times you'll ever say this. We pass him like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. If there's a machlokes from Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. What if it's Rav and Shmuel d'Amri Chavayu? That's a raid bite. But the bottom line is, if there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, the Allah is like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rabbi Yochanan can get other Rav, other Shmuel, the Allah is always giving it like Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, this is Shibud Rav Nosson. Kal v'chomer, if there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and Rav or Shmuel, the Allah is giving it like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So Zog Tais HaCheshbin, that even though Be'etzim Tinek Ben Yoimoy, whether it's Oisiyai Nesach, Ein Oisiyai Nesach, is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And based on Kol Yapsak, the Allah should be like Rav, that the Tinek Ben Yoimoy should be Oisiyai Nesach, stating that Shmuel is also Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we know, is Adif mi Rabbi Yochanan, which means Kavul Chaim is Adif in Rav. So it's true, if it's head up, mano a mano, Rav against Shmuel, oh, there, and the Chinami. There the Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Surit. But this is very much not a one-on-one. Over here, you have Rabbi Shua ben Levi on the Shmuel side. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi is Adif from all these G'dayli Amirom when it comes to Pesach Halacha. And if that's the case, says Tosfos, that was Pshat. In the psak of the Bahag, that was pshat. In the psak of Rabbeinu Chanano, that was pshat. In the psak of Rabbeinu Tam, that they all paskin like Shmuel. That a tinoik ben yoimoy, that a tinoik ben yoimoy that goes ahead and he touches wine, the halacha is, it's going to be mutter afilu b'shteya. Now, this was Marish Elomos amongst the Bali Tosfos. Now you're going to say, why? It was so shchich that a tinek, mamish, the day the tinek was born, he went ahead, he was chepping with the wine. All was like, wow, you should know. That loch is like Shmuel. It's going to be mutter afilu b'shtiyah. That's not the reason. The reason is, because Tosfos brings behemshach, that the Rivan, who we know was Rashi's son-in-law, and the Rashbam, who we know was Rashi's grandson, they both said that they had a Masorah from Rashi. The Rivan from his Shver, and the Rashbam from his Zayt, who said that he found in a Tshuvas HaGa'onim that Bizman Azeh, the Goyim are not considered anymore to be people that are Choshud on being Menasech Yayin L'Avodah Zarah. It's not something they're Choshud anymore on. Once upon a time they were Choshud, today they're not so Choshud anymore. And if that's the case, said Rashi, when a guy today will touch wine, it's like a tinek ben yoimai touching wine. Because a guy touches wine, whoa, it's very, very chomer. Why is it very chomer? Because of a chshash. Maybe it was menasech yayin lavei dezara. That was back in the day. But today, that's not prevalent anymore. Rashi said he saw this already in a tshuvas hagaonim. So it's not a real concern. And if it's not a real concern, then today, if a guy would go ahead and touch wine, that means he's touching it, but for sure, shaloi l'shem nisach. And if he's touching it, shaloi l'shem nisach, it's the equivalent thereof of a tinek ben yoimi. Right, just to chazen one more prat from the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin, and that is, remember the Gemara said, what's the definition of a gadol, and what's the definition of a katan when it comes to Yayin Nesach? Gemara said, a gadol is someone that's yodeya betiv avodas kechavim umisham she'er, and a katan is someone that's not. So really, definition of katan, tinek ben yoimi, that's just dramatic. But the point is, if he's not yodeya betiv avodas kechavim umisham she'er, doesn't walk around talking about these inyanim, so then already he's a tinek ben yoimi. And Rashi said, the Rivan and the Rashbam were makabel this, that what? That a tinoik, or that a goy today, all the goyim today, even the gdoilim shabbat gdoilim, but that the ktanim shabbat ktanim when it comes to this. And the reason is because they're in the idea, betiv avodas kechavim umisham she'er. Now just to hit the pause button for 1 second, just to appreciate this, there's a very important work that was written on the topic of Stam Yena. It was written by Dr. Professor Chaim Soloveitchik. It's called Jews and the Wine Trade in Medieval Europe. Now, it's interesting. I actually went through most of the book these last few weeks. And really, it's a deep dive analysis on, you know, the history of Stam Yena, specifically in medieval Europe, as the title suggests. But he really goes through this Tosfos here in Avodah Zarah and Zayin Amud Beis, and many, many Mar Mekoymes amongst the Bali Tosfos from different tshuvas, trying to get to the bottom of understanding this inyan a little bit better. Ayin Sham. But just one very interesting point, and I think to say it b'lashoni azov, just to appreciate this a little bit better, and that is, He says as follows. Christians, however, I'm picking this up literally mid-paragraph, never libated wine to their God. This was not something that the Neutrim did. Admittedly, they used wine in the mass, and that wine was considered an idolatrous offering. However, the widespread fear of libated wine was due to a custom common in Babylonia. Whenever people touched wine, they would offer with a flick of the wrist a drop to local demons or spirits. That's what this was all about. No such practice had existed for centuries in the societies in which the Jews of medieval France and Germany lived, so that the Pentateuchal injunction against Yayin Nesach no longer applied. In other words, the whole chashash of Yayin Shei Yisrael Shenoga Ba'Ovik Echavim, it was really related to a pagan custom that if a guy saw wine, he would mamish be rots with his rizis. Right? We had Idri, literally, we saw it in today's daf. They would spring, they would literally jump into action, and they would go and just like a little flick, almost a flick of the wrist, just to do a little bit of a libation. That's what the chashash was. And this was something that was common practice in Babylonia, mamash in the times of the Talmud. And that's why Chazal said, Yayin Shenoga Ba'Ovik Echavim, there's no question that, what do you think the guy did? A yid passes a mezuzah, a kish the mezuzah, the guy, lahavdol, v'alvei avdol, he sees wine, he gives it a flick. And what's this flick all about? He's being menasech chayin l'avei gezor. And that's really the shayrish, that's the makar, that's where this whole union came about. So Rashi already said that he saw in the Trufas HaGoyinim, that going back to the 8th, 9th, 10th century, already then this was not common practice anymore. And he said, Befraut by us, the Neutrin? Yes, Sunday, and their rituals, you stay away from the Katoilas. This is something that they're involved in. But that's not what we're worried about when the Goita goes and touches the wine, that maybe that's something that's it's not Shchiach anymore. Now, stating that, there was still Mago Ovik Echavim. It's not something to Machavek. But that Chashash, that for sure, with like a certain level of confidence, we can feel and ascertain that there was some Nisuch that just took place, Lavei Dazar, that's not something Rashi already said in the times of the Goinim they were saying. We had to be worried about. Okay, so what happens if a Goita touches wine today? Were you not really concerned that maybe there was a Nisuch? Oh, it's mamish like a tinek ben yoyma goes and he touches wine. That's a sugi and shas. And based on that, it would be a problem. So with this little hakdama, all in Tosfos, right? Besides for the excerpt from Haim Soloveitchik's book. Everything we just said now is mefurish in this Tosfos right here. So Tosfos says like this, Val dover ze sholach loy ri l'Rabbeinu Tam. And it was based on this hakdama that the Ri sent a letter to Rabbeinu Tam. He told him as follows, Tochazi, I want you to see, the minoch from you Rabbeinu Tam, umei avuch, he meant, Rabbeinu Tam, Yozeid Rashi, umei achuch, and from your brother Ashbam, Mishteri Mago Ovid Kechavim Beyayin La'alma Afilu B'Shteya. It should be mutter to drink wine today, Mamish L'Chatchila, even if a guy touches it. Why? So the Ri explained. He said, Dochicha Rab Shmuel, your brother Rabbeinu Shmuel the Rashbam, Pasak B'Shem of Vichay Pask, in the name of your Zayd Rabbeinu Shloim Rashi, Do'ov De Kechavim B'Zman Hazeh, Enom Chshuvim Ela Ketinek Ben Yoyim. That a guy today is like a Ketinek Ben Yoyim, because they don't do the flick of the wrist anymore with the wine. You Rabbeinu Tam paskin betinik ben yoyim kishmul. You paskin like Shmuel, even though Rabbi Shmuel Allah is like Rabbi Suri, but here it's Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Rabbi Shmuel Levi over Rabbi Yochanan Kavul Chaim, Rabbi Shmuel Levi over Rav. This leidena oseyai nesek lesser af b'shtiyah. So if that's the case today, if a guy would go ahead and a guy would touch wine, l'chayr it should be mutter l'chatchila to go ahead and drink it. The heish of le Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam gets this telegram from the Ri, and he says the Ri is tiny. He's minus 2 plus 2 equals 4, right? He made a very simple back of the envelope arithmetic. Rashi said that all wine today that's touched by a guy is if it was touched by a tinik ben yoyimai, because today they're not involved in avodah zarah anymore. And Rabbeinu Tam himself paskin like Shmuel that when it comes to a tinik ben yoyimai is eno oisiyai nesach es muta afil b'shtiyah. So based on that, today if a guy's going to go ahead, he's going to touch wine. This is something that should mamish be mutter. Aber the hitch of Rabbeinu Tam wrote back to him. Ki Talmud shekosav nivol hoya lifsoik. The Talmud that wrote in my name, he acted a little too fast. I threw it out there as a possibility that maybe the halach is like Shmuel. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Rav. Aber the chas v'sholim shaloi ol alibay. I never pask in that way. La maisa. Yeah, it was a tzad. Amo, you speak out of chak. He spoke out one half of the chakira. He missed the end of shir. Elavad and kaimel on kirav beisuri legab yishmul v'tinek ben yoimoy oisei yayin nesach leser b'shtiyo. Now it's true v'ovdei koychovim bezman hazeh v'adei hem ketinek ben yoimoy kipsak rabbeinu shloima. I'm not arguing with that. I've added the Zayde Rashi said that a goy today is not a goy from Amol. You read this Adoris? So I'm not arguing with that. Oh, but at the same time, v'gam ein halacha kishmul, but the halacha is not like Shmuel, v'chulu v'chulu ayin sham. But the bottom line is, Rabbeinu Tam wrote to the Ri, he says, you're doing, the math is perfect, but there's one problem. The problem is, you were misinformed. You were told that I held that the halacha is like Shmuel. The halach is not like Shmuel. The halach is really like Rav. If the halach is like Rav, Tinik ben Yoyim is Oysa Yayin Nesach. If Tinik ben Yoyim is really Oysa Yayin Nesach, said Avada, if a guy touches, even if a guy today is treated like a Tinik ben Yoyim, the halach is Avada, it's going to be awesome. Now, Tosfos goes weiter, and Tosfos says, one second, even if the halach is like Rav, the Tinik ben Yoyim is Oysa Yayin Nesach, but we know the Gemara said on Nun Zayin that even Rav, right, what was Rav's Lashon? Imra da Amri Anot B'Shtiyo, but not Mi Amri. He only said that it's going to be Oysa Yayin Nesach regarding Shtiyo, regarding Anot Anot. So Tosfos says, for sure what should come out from the math, 2 + 2 here is for sure going to be 4, and that is that if a guy touches wine today, al kopanim it should be motzei b'hana. And Tosfos says, l'chayre, that's the way it should be, stating that the Bali Tosfos weren't so comfortable with this. They came back, and they weren't 100% sure. And really, this drama of this Tosfos plays itself out, mamash in Shulchan Aruch. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Yerideya, it's in Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, stam yenam shel amim ov de kechavim asir b'hana. For who I didn't my going behind Shalon. A guy touches wine today, it's Asa Ba'ana. Dr. Ramah, why? Mishum Gzeris Yayin, Shinnis Nasach La'anit. Abu Bezman, Azesh Inu Shriach, Shu'uma Is Menaschin Lava, Yidus Kechavim, Yesh Oimim the Magoi, Vikachavim Be'ayin Shalon, Inu Isa Ba'ana. Rak Beshtiya. V'chulu V'chulu. Then he says others are Machber. And really it comes down to this place right here, the Goyim's Betzayin it, on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. So really, this Tosfos, if you think about it for a second, is a big kula. Shtel Davek, a few points here, that would l'chura be a big kula in the world of Yayin Nesech, Yayin Shleif Kechavim Bezman Hazeh, right? You have over here, number one, Rashi. Ooh. The Rivan quoted it, the Rashbam quoted it, it comes really from a Tshuva Zayga Oinim, and that is that the Goyim today are not Menasech Yayin Lavei Dazar anymore. That whole Chashash came from the flick of the wrist, and that's not something that's shchich anymore. And because that's not something that's shchich anymore, this is not really something that we need to be concerned with. Which means if a goy today touches wine, it's the equivalent thereof of a tinek ben yoimoy touching wine. And a tinek ben yoimoy that touches wine, in the worst case scenario, meaning we paskin like Rav, that it's aser, it's only going to be aser b'shtiyah, it's not going to be aser b'ana. In which case, what should emerge then is that for sure, if a guy today would touch Yayin Shal Yisrael, say you open up an expensive bottle of wine and then a guy goes ahead and he touches it, so you can't drink it, but at the same time you want to sell it to a guy, right? That's something you'd be allowed to do. It's for sure something that would be motivana. There's even a tzad here in this Tosfos that it would be motivishtiya. Right? The Ri told Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know, between you, your brother, and your father, it should come out that it should be multiple. What Rabbeinu Tam responded to? Rabbeinu Tam said, I never said halacha is like Shmuel. I entertained the tzad. There was a Talmud. He was writing Shir. He heard one side in the Chakira. It's not that we came out halacha l'maisa. But don't forget, Tosfos quoted the Behag, and Tosfos quoted Rabbeinu Chananel, and Tosfos seemed to really like this tzad a lot. That could be that halacha really is like Shmuel. So Tosfos for sure gave us Makim to be Mekel, that the halacha should be like Shmuel. That if a guy touches wine of a yid, not only would it be mutabana, but you can go ahead and you could drink it. Who are you being Saimach on? You're being Saimach on the Bahag, you're being Saimach on Rabbeinu Chananel, and you're being Saimach on what the Talmud thought Rabbeinu Tam said. That's what you're being Saimach on. I hear, right? Could do worse. It sounds like this for sure is such a tzad that maybe you'd be able to drink this wine. What about Stam Yenam? What about Stam Yenam? So for this, we have to go back to the Tosfos on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. And that's why both Tosfos are critical in terms of understanding this. L'chayre, this won't help us for Stam Yenam. Why? Because although the Gemara said on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Yayin Minolon, how do you know Stam Yenam is Aser? And what did the Gemara say? It's related to what? It's related to Yayin Nesech. Also, if it's related to Yayin Nesech, Asher Chelev Zevachem and Yoychel Yishliyim Nesicham. So you would say, oh, today there's no Yayin Nesech, because today the Goyim are all Ketinik Ben Yoymas. But Tosfos said that really the Gemara over there was only addressing why Isur and Isur are not, why it's going to be Asav Anah. But as it relates to the Iker Isur, that's not related to Yayin Nesech. What's the Iker Isur related to? The Iker Isur is the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. That's related to Mishum Bnei Seyah. this whole shtickle Torah and Zayin Amadeus with the Ri and the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chanal, the back, that's all been negated. The Nisuch Shabbai, Abavos is negated, Bnoisem, Avada, that's going to be in effect. Now, if you want to tell me that Noch learning this Tosfos, it should come out that Stam Yenom, which the Mishnah says is Isurin, the Isurin, Isra Anos should not be Yosef Ahanah, because the Isra Anos related to Yayin Nesach, Maskim. Maskin, that's very glut. And if you go through Tosfos well, you'll see Tosfos wasn't only saying it in a geyo, Yayin Shei Yisrael, Shenogabo Ev Gechavim. He was saying it regarding Stam Yenam. But it's only going to help you for the Isra Anah of Stam Yenam. It's not going to help you for the Isra Shtir. They'll say, even if you want to go like the Bahag and Rabbeinu Chananel, and be mitzarif with Rashi, so 2 + 2 = 4. To say that if a guy touches the wine of a yid, it's going to be mutter b'shtia. That's true when the wine belongs to a yid. Where the whole iser, side the iser shtia, and side the iser anah is related to achshash nisuch. So then you'll say the goyim today are not menaschin, they don't do the flick of the wrist anymore. They're ketinik ben yoyma. You'll tell me the halach is like Shmuel over Rav. Ketinik ben yoyma is not oisei nesach hafil b'shtia, so it's going to be mutter b'shtia. But stam yenam, the iser shtia is independent of the Nesach Shabbai. The Isn Shtir is related to Bnoi Seyem. It's Yud Ches Dvorim. This Sugya did not touch the Yud Ches. The Chshash Bnoi Seyem didn't change from the times of the Jews living in in Babylonia in the Zman of the Talmud versus Bizman Hazeh. That Chshash is something that's still Chai V'Kaya. Come move on. And if that's the case, as relates to the Isser of drinking Stam Yenam, L'chayre, that in and of itself would be neither here nor there. So let's revisit now the tshuva from the Ramah. So the Ramah is asked to Shaila. He's told that the Jews in Merin, Bifrat, but really Bechlal and other Medinas as well, they're being very, very mezalzel in the Indian of Stam Yenam. And the question is there any heter? Right? Maybe is there anything that they could be saimachan? So the Ramah, when he starts his tshuva, he begins, he says, you know, I'm a little bit afraid to write this tshuva. And he quotes and he invokes Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's famous words in a Gemara above a Metziah where he said, Oyliyam agid, Oyliyam loy agid, Oyliyam oimroy, Oyliyam loy oimroy. He says, if I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say, yeah, this dup is alim b'tzchus, you know, people are going to say, the Ramah was matis tam yenam. He said, this is not good for my professional career. He says, if I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to say, And really, there is episode mitzchos, so people are going to be dan kehilos kedoshes of yidden lekaf choiva, when really you have to be dan lekaf schos. So he said, what was Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's achron, that famous gemara in Hamoiches Hasfina? What did he say? Dartin above a basrat af peites on the days. He said, I'm going to say, people are going to misinterpret it. He says, no, ki yishorim darchi Hashem. Tzadikim yelchubam, upoishim yikashlubam. He says, I'm going to say what I feel is the emes, and tzadikim yelchubam, upoishim yikashlubam. And then he goes to work, did the Ramah. Garcina bavidazar perik rabbi Yishmol, kufa amar rav tinik ben yoymi oisi ayin nesach. And he goes through that whole sugya and dafnun zayin that we went through the pshatovin, the vechein sugya. And then he works through this entire Tosfos. And the Ramah says, you see already that there's mokum lahokil when it comes to Sam Yenam, there's manenu, this whole in this Ranah based on the Rashi and based on the Bahag and based on the Rabbeinu Chananel v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. But then the Ramah makes the cheshbon that we spoke out. Right, we weren't mechamen to the Ramah. I saw the Ramah. So he makes the cheshbon that we spoke out. 1 second, that's only going to help me for Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenaga Ba'Ervik Echavim. And even have Amay Yismuch if you want to drink it, because you could be Soymich maybe on the Bahag or Rabbeinu Chananel. And what the Ramah refers to as Divrei Rabbeinu Tam Arishoinim. It's interesting. He didn't dismiss Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam himself dismissed Rabbeinu Tam. But he keeps on referring to in the tshuva as Divrei Rabbeinu Tam Arishoinim and Divrei Rabbeinu Tam Achroinim. Interesting. But either way, Divrei Rabbeinu Tam Arishoinim, you have Amashi Yisbuchu. But he said, that's all going to help you again for Yayin Shalom Yivchavim. Or to have Hanah from Stam Yehem. Because the Isra Hanah, Toysan, Chavtesim, and again, we said the Ran said it, and the Rajman Toysan Bayi said, all the Rishoinim said, that's taku related to Yayin Esach. But to drink it? For that, what's going on? Shumul Shamayim. Who has a heter for that? That lechera should be dead on arrival. Stating that, you ready for this? Mikol makom yesh lemakilim makom loymer. Said the Ramah, I'm going to give you a little bit of an etza, and it's a pella what the Ramah does here. It's mamash a pella. He says I'm going to give you a little bit of mahalach, and really shtei tshuvas bedaver. He says number one, why is yayin aser? Yud ches dvarim. Right, Yayin Esach, Yud Ches Dvarim. Yayin Esach, we neutralize. But we have a Yud Ches Dvarim problem. We have a B'nai Seyim problem. But it's not just Yayin that's awesome Yishum B'nai Seyim. Gozro, Piton, Shamnon, Vienam. He says, Pas, we know Pas, the Gemara says, there were people that were mekel when it came to Pas Akum. And the reason is because it was chayin nefesh. It was chayin nefesh. And the Gemara says, hayo ben espashet, heteroi b'Yisrael. So then already it takes on a life of its own, and throw in the fact that it's chayin nefesh. So it's for that reason, there's people that are very mekel when it comes to Pas. Ki yadua. Says the Ramah, if that's the case, there's makim to say that Yayin is mamish the same thing. Because you have kihilois where it was nispashin atera. Now, who told the oilam to be nispashin? Who told it to them by pass? It happened. It evolved that way. But that's the metzias. And wine is also chayin nefesh. How do you live without wine? So if wine is chayin nefesh, so just like by pass there was an eitzah with chayin nefesh, wine's going to be the same thing. Now, kana ben shoyel, 1 second. Pass ki ala yitlechem yichyadam. Like the Rishonim always say. But when it comes to Yayin, so for this we refer again back to Chaim Soloveitchik's thesis. And again, this is just Metzius stuff that we have to understand a little bit better. Just a few excerpts. The role of wine in medieval Northern Europe. Wine was not a luxury in medieval times, but a staple of life. Water was not drunk, and wine and beer were the main sources of liquid nourishment of people in all walks of life. Being so central a part of the regular diet, wine and beer were as much a daily necessity as a source of intoxication and relaxation. Small wonder that people drank constantly. They drank at work, they drank after work, in their homes, or in pubs. The wine bell, which announced the sad news that the time had come to close all taverns and pubs return home, was only too familiar a sound, etc., etc. Skipping a page here. Why the thirst? Why people drink so much wine? Medieval people, as a rule, didn't drink water. Even monks and ascetics eschewed it. Nobody drank water. Drinking water for any length of time was considered not only a deprivation, but even a grave humiliation. I'm going a little bit weiter. Whiskey had not been invented yet. Tea and coffee had not yet reached Europe. And thirst could be quenched only with wine or beer. Now he says, as an aside, the English had no choice but to drink beer. For most of the wine was imported and therefore expensive. As for the domestic wine, one drank it, as one French visitor put it, with closed eyes and clenched teeth. But outside of England, where they had wine available in wine country, that's what everybody would drink. They would drink wine. So we don't have this. Nobody drank wine. By the way, this gives new meaning to the Mishnah, right? Kachi darkish al Torah, pas b'melech v'yayim v'umayim. Umayim v'mesura, right? Kachi darkish al Torah, yayim v'mesura. But mayim v'mesura, that's darkish al Torah. You have to be prepared even to drink water. Yeah, because nobody drank water. First of all, the water was considered to be unclean. It was somewhat contaminated. It was always a concern. But the Metzias Advarim is nobody drank water. You drank wine or beer. There was no freshly squeezed oranges on the menu either, apparently. So these were your two options. So places where they had wine to drink, they drank wine. Everybody, he goes and he talks about how people, they would get paid their wages, right? So person signs a contract, 5 years, 87 gallons of wine. Like, that's mamish with a signing bonus of, a little more wine. That's mamish how loans were paid in wine. Wine was so central to daily life, it was mind-boggling. So says the Rama, when you understand this, he says, just like Pas, it was a spashet, and it's chayin nefesh. There was Malcolm Lahok, I think you can be Makel over here as well. And then he said something even more phenomenal. He said that the Gemara discussed, it was a Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis, what's the halacha with regards to beer? Is beer, Daf Lamed Aleph, of a goy? Mutter is beer of a goy going to be awesome? That's a shayin the Gemara. Is the sheikhar, the beer, pashit beer, is it mutter or is it aser? And the Gemara said, Andra said it was aser, Andra said it's mutter, and even on the tzad that it's aser, the Gemara had different reasons why it should be aser. One man, the Omar, said that the reason it's aser is mishum chasnus, stating that, if you remember the Gemara said that to the minhagim of Tuam Mayram, Rav Achi, he would go to the goyim and he would buy beer from them. He would buy beer, right? We paskin beer of a goy's mutter. He would go ahead and he would buy beer, but he would drink it outside the pub. He wouldn't literally walk into the pub. There was another man, a papa, he would take it home. What was the reason? Because they both held that the is mishum chasnas. And chasnas is only a problem if you're eating it mamish with them. But if you're taking it to go, there's no problem of chasnas. So said the Ramah, there's makim to say, it's mind-boggling what the Ramah is doing here. He said, there's makim to say that sheikha is mishum chasnas. And you find by sheikha this incredible kula, that as long as you're not drinking it mamish, sezamim with the guy, in their taverns, in their pubs, so then there's no chash chasnas. So why should wine be any different? Wine is lach tezel bazach. So wine is mishum b'nai seyem? No problem. Ayin avidazar lamin alif on the base. You see, these amirom were makel when it came to chasnas, as long as they weren't drinking it. Mamish shazamim mitzay. And if that's the case, you could do the same thing. And if you can do this, everything is going to be okay. In other words, the Ramos said, I have two eitzes to be melamed tzchus on these yedin. He said one eitzah to be melamed tzchus is that it could be wine is like pas, it's like bread. Shaiches, bread, you find this idea in Chazal that it was nespashet heteroi, and it was chaye nefesh memele, it's mutter. Who I did when it comes to wine? It was nespashet heteroi in these kehilois, and it's chaye nefesh, as we so eloquently quoted. So if that's the case, it should l'chayra be mutter. Yehuda va'oid l'kra, it could be wine should be treated like beer. And beer, the Gemara says, mefurish, was asam yishum chasnos. And still, the Amiram were mekel when it came to beer. As long as they didn't do it, Mamish says, as long as you take it to go, I'll take it to go. You walk into a wine store, and you take a non-kosher bottle of wine to go, so what's the chasnos problem over here? So you see, by Sheikher was mutter, b'chai gavna, so her wine, should wine be any different? So the Ramo went ahead, and he was madam and milsa and milsa, ben benoy shall be madam and milsa and milsa, and he said, if that's the case, even mishum chasnos, he said, al's the yayin nesach problems, take a look at Toysav, Yidazarn, and Zayin, and Mabez. Go through that whole arichas with and Rabbeinu Tamad, Rishbam, and Rashi, and the Goinim, and the Bahag, and Rabbeinu Hananel. Go through that whole Arichas, and we can neutralize that 100%. The problem is, Toysach of Tesamides. With Toysach, that the Iker Isser, Stam Yenam, is related not to Yayin Esach, but rather, what's it related to? It's related to Bnoi Seyem. It's related to Bnoi Seyem. I could tell it's to Pas, I could tell it's to Sheikher. There's two Eitzes, and based on these two Eitzes, maybe there's a little bit of mockum. To be melamed tzchus. Now the Ramah says, this is the very important caveat. The chalila li loymer lismay chaldvarei. Says chalila to go ahead now. Yontif with beseida, you have nothing to worry about. But chalila li loymer, he says lismay chaldvarei. Kiloi bossi rak kimitayr hasheretz midin kal v'chomer afal pishu tami minatayr. Says avada avada avada. I'm not coming now to say it's mutter. All I'm saying is. In fact, he says, someone that's soymich on this, he's bepchines, ki yisharm darchi Hashem, upoishim yukoshulbam. He says it, mefurish does Ramah. But at the same time, episalim utzchus you want. And then the Ramah says something very interesting, we're going to end with this. He says, I think there's a tayeles in being malamet tzchus, in saying this. And he says, I think there's a few reasons. He says, number one, being that all the Jews, and you're telling me in Moravia, you go to Prague, they was drinking non-kosher wine, so you can't even trust them when it comes to wine. So who do a Jew even buy wine from? You'd have to start producing your own wine. Because if someone is chashed on a zach, he's not even believed when it comes to that thing. So the Ramah says that when it comes to halacha and someone being a chashed, if someone does something wrong, even if he does it brazenly, but he has a malismach, then he doesn't become a chashed loy sedavah. This is what the Ramah says. And being that there's Epis and Eitzah, so that would make it enough that they shouldn't be chashed. And the Ramah even adds a knetch. He says, even though they don't chap that they're really being slimy on this, he said, you think the guy who's, holding by the fair to kois chaps exactly what's going on over here? Right? That guy was rounding third. Doesn't chap what I'm talking about. But at the same time, he was being slimy on someone, and he said, I think if you trace the origin of where this minig was espashed, it was probably related to some of the things that I mentioned. And if that's the case, it's considered that they have al malismach, hamia, they're not going to be considered a chashed. He says another thing. He says that there's another tayelis, and that is she'ein ledaktik b'yoysem midai. Meaning, even though, stam yenim is aser, but don't overplay it. It's aser, whatever Chazal said is aser, but don't overdo it. Now he quotes a Yerushalmi that says, in medaktik in b'yayin esech. Even though the Gemaras we saw the last 5 days don't feel so much that way, but in medaktik in when it comes to yayin esech. But he says that there's a rule that anytime there's epis vasa mokum to be mekel in azach, so even if we're not going to be mekel, but whatever is mefurish l'iser is going to be aser, whatever not. He says something fascinating. He says, Ulai, he says, maybe that's what Chazal meant when Chazal said, Ein memanim b'sanhedrin rak mishi yedeh l'tayra asheretz min ha-tayra. Well, only memanim on the Sanhedrin, in order to point someone to Sanhedrin, he has to be someone who has the ability to be m'tayra asheretz. Why do you have to be you could be Matira Sheretz. Right? Guy comes in, what are your credentials? Submit an application. I'd like to be a Dayan. I want to sit in the Lishka Sagozes. I want to be from the Chavriya Sanhedrin. Tell me, what could you do? I could be Matira Sheretz. Sign. Metarish Eretz. Sounds like you have a kurma cup if there's ever been one, right? What's the maila of being Metarish Eretz? Said, no, there's enough kumin al-alach, you can be Metarish Eretz. Because if you could take something that's aser and convince me that it's mutter, so even though it's aser, it's not going to be as aser. Fascinating. So it's going to mitigate. And he says, the third thing is that there's a truth from the Rivash, that the Rivash said that even a chayla sheyesh by sakana should not drink stam yenom. This is what Rivash said. Because it's related to Ayin Nesech, it's Abzai David Zorah, it's Yehoru Gaval Yavar. And the Ramah says, I hope at least this tshuva will accomplish that if there's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, they're going to give him Yayin Nesech. And then he says, I hold, even if the chayla is in by sakana, but he's in a matzav of tsar, the Ramah said you could give him stam yenom. Pella. Amish a Pella. But this is what the Ramah writes. So the Ramah says that, yeah, at first glance, this minik sounds like a minik tamua. It sounds like what's going on over here. But there's a little bit of an etzah. It could be it's like pas, which was in Spashet Yisur, and it was Chai Nefesh. Wine once upon a time was Chai Nefesh. Could be it's like Sheikha, which is related to Chasnos. And at the same time, as long as you take it to go, some form of to go. Machlokes Amiram, what that definition of to go is. But on some level, if you take it to go, it's going to be okay. This is what the Rama wrote back, to be Melamed Tzchus, not to be Soymech Akihuzeon. But at the same time, to be Melamed Tzchus on these Yidden, that were in Moravia, that were drinking Stam Yenem. And again, seems like another place as well. But I'll just tell you one fascinating postscript to this. And that is that, so this tshuva was printed. And it seems like the Olam wasn't so comfortable with this tshuva from the Ramah. So I have right here, this is a Shailos Tshuvas Ramah. It's Tfus Amsterdam, and it was printed in the year Tof Ayin Aleph, 1711, the Misparim. If you take a look at tshuva kuf chav dalet, it's not this tshuva. This tshuva was censored out. They took it out. The fact that Ramah wrote a tshuva and he was melamed tzchus on Yidden, even though he said five times, mamash, over and over and over again, don't be soymech on this, and that considered toishim yukashlubam about psalim tzchus, yeah, and you know maybe a chaylushem by sakana, even if it's mamakum tzai, you can give him stam yenam. It was taken out. It's actually interesting because Kuf Chav Dalet in this Tfus is a very, very famous tshuva from the Ramah. It's probably the most famous. I mean, it's between these two. They're definitely going to have to duke it out. Which is the most? It's probably the next one. This is the one where the Ramah officiated a marriage on a Friday night to this woman that was a Yesoima that we've gone through with Tzazaman and the Chabura a few times already. But Al Kaponim, that's tshuva Kuf Chav Hey. But in this tshuva, it's Kuf Chav Dalet. I'm holding another. This is another Shailos Teshuvas Ramah. This happens to be a facsimile. But this is another Shailos Teshuvas Ramah. And this was printed, I can't pronounce it. I'm guessing it's somewhere in Germany, Austria, Epsazoi. I'm not even going to try. But this was also printed in Tuf Ayin Alf, Tepel. It was printed in the same exact year. It was printed in the year 1711. And if you look at Kuf Chav Dalet, Sha'alta Mimeni Eshahava Nafshi Yedati Tama Mas Samchu Shenespashira Minig B'medinas Merim B'chlal. He has the truth. So in the same year, the Tshuvas Ramah was printed twice, and in Amsterdam, they took it out. Here, they didn't. Now, who was the Matfisim? So the Matfis of Tfus Amsterdam was actually somebody very famous. It was Reb Arya Leib Lowenstam, who was the son of Reb Shaul Lowenstam, who was the son of the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Reb Arya Leib was also the Eidim by the Chacham Tzvi. We've spoken about him over the years. But the bottom line is, it came from the Chshuvim. He was one of the greatest Chshuvim, and he censored out this Tshuva. It's actually interesting because if you look at the heading of this tshuva, so the tshuva starts like this: Ezri me'im Hashem oisei shemayim va'aretz v'hu yatzileni mishkia. This is what the Ramah wrote at the beginning of this tshuva. It's in parentheses. It's in the beginning of tshuva kuf chav dalet. Now, if you look at the real tshuvas Ramah, not the censored ones, it's in the beginning of the real kuf chav dalet. Unzer tshuva right here. If you look at the Tfus Amsterdam, the one that was censored, it's in the beginning of that tshuva. The tshuva where he officiated the marriage on a Friday night. Now, both of these needed Shmir El Yoyna for the Ramah. We know what the outcome was from the other tshuva, right? They banned, they made a ban that no would be able to get married on a Friday in Krakow because of this. Had to from the Ramah. The Olam was very, very upset. Imagine the Ramah gave it controversial psalkim. So, nu, anu ma noima ma nagets. If someone says controversial, you know, he has on me list one. Give me Seyvich on the Ramah. Shemoyshe Emes v'sayrasay Emes u'minadloy sazua, right? But, you know, the Shailas is that tefillah, is that pakosha on Kuf Chav Dalet, Kuf Chav Hey, you know, Eilu ve'Eilu, Divrei Kim Chaim. Either way, today's daf was really the introduction, just to understand this inyan a little bit. Tomorrow, Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to do part two. Tomorrow, as a chabura, we're going to be traveling to Italy, and we're going to discuss the minig of the Italian Jews and Stam Yenom, which is a fascinating, fascinating topic. Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to stop here.